You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sefrat Lachem Shtei Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Echad. And we're darshins that Sfira should be to each person. In other words, that the mitzvah of Sfira, each person has to count. Machlokes Rishonim, what that's coming to tell us, whether you think it's a din in Bezdin, or as many of you have heard from Shirim, that you think it's that there's no din of Shemeya Ka'ina. But we're going to go on a different level, what it says in a Chazal. Now, first we'll start with the chinuch, the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer. And he says, Mishrosha mitzvah, to understand the root of this mitzvah, al tzada pshat, mshat, lefisha kol ikrin shisrol, the essence of Klai Yisrael, the very being of who Klai Yisrael is, einoi ela Torah. We're am that is a Torah, is about Torah. Because the Torah nivru shemayim ve'aretz v'Yisrael, the world was created and Klai Yisrael was brought about in order to learn Torah, and like it says, im loy brisi yom v'layla, if not for the bris of yom v'layla, tachazad varshinit, if not for the bris of Torah, if not for the bris of ve'gisa by yom v'layla, chukas shemayim ve'aretz l'samti. And the he ikras nasi, but this is the main thrust and the purpose and the reason shenigalu, that we went out the yotzim etzrayim kidei shiakabu ter, in order to be makabu the terer. That's what the chinuch comes along, and he's telling us, okay, that's what is in pshat. Now, in sefarat lachem, this mitzvah. Let's see the mitzvah itself. If you look in parshas Emor, so in the parsha Mayadim in Emor. So it says over there, Sefaratam Lechem, Mimachar Sashabis, Sefaratam Lechem, Mimachar Sashabis, that you start counting. When do you start counting? Mimachar Sashabis. Then you start counting from the day after Yomtif. Sefaratam Lechem, the day after Yomtif, actually, and you start counting of the what we call Sfira Sa'imer. So the Torah calls it Shabbos, and we know a whole big machlokes that tztukim of then used to fight with the Prushim, with Klal Yisrael, with the those that go with the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Torah Shabbat Peh, and they said Machsa Shabbos means you start after Shabbos. In other words, this year they started Sunday, would have been Matzei Shabbos, or Sunday would have been the first day. In Chazal, we know, we have a Kabbalah, that Machas HaShabbos means the day after Yom Tov. The Gemara goes six, seven different reasons. I don't remember in the Gemara Menachos, but the Ikar Nekuda is, it's a Kabbalah by us, that Machas HaShabbos means the day after Yom Tov. And the question is, why the Torah describes it Machas HaShabbos? Why is the Taka called Machas HaShabbos? Why is Yom Tov Pesach called the day after Shabbos? It should have been said very simply, Mimachras Yom Tov Machas Achag, the Lashon. So many Sfarim go into this, and we're going to share with you something from the Bnei Yisoscha in his Maimorim. The Bnei Yisoscha says a beautiful word. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, by Karbanis, what we read. So over there in Parshas Pinchas, it says, by all the Yomim Tovim, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. Mikra Kodesh either means a gathering of Kedusha or calling out to the Kedusha, right? But it means Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. Every day Yom Tov is called, every time there's a Yom Tov, it's called Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. What blatant is by Pesach, it says Mikra Kodesh without the words Yelachem. The other ones, Yelachem, it should be to you. And over here, it's Mikra Kodesh, without saying Yelachem. And the question is, why not? So Bnei Yisoscha says a very beautiful thought about this. And let's start with this Nekuda, we've mentioned it, that all the Yomim Tovim is the Pshat. It came from what's called in Lashon Chazal, Isurusa Delasata. Isurusa Delasata means Isurus, an awakening, let's just use it. Awakening from Lasata, from down here. In other words, we have to initiate. We have to initiate in order, when as we went to the Midbar, we followed the Bansham, he gave us the Sukkahs. We went to our Sinai, we went ahead and worked on ourselves. He gave us the Torah, right? We did the Tshuva, we received Yom Kippurim. And then there's something called the Sirusa Dela'ela, which is, just a lack of a better word, divine awakening from that comes from above. That's Pesach. Pesach is something that was given to us as a gift, right? Pesach was given as a gift. We mentioned, the Sfasemis says, from the Rav Baruch Mezhebizhe, that in the Pasuk it says, U'pasach Hashem ala Pesach, the Bein Shem jumped over, skipped over, was medallig al Pesach, on each of the openings, meaning each of our Pesachim, Pei Tovches, right? Pei Samaches, his Pesach, he jumped over the Pesach, the opening. So the Baruch Meshbish says beautifully, we know that the Chazal tell us, Pischuli Pesach Shomachat, make for me a small opening, the size of a needle, the sharp point of a needle, a very small opening. Vani Eftach Lechem, and I'll open for you an opening, Krenius Agolus, that all kinds of wagons and all kinds of, there's different Lashainis and Chazal and Svarim, how it's brought. But it says that you make a little opening, a branch will open up a much greater opening. So that's what happened on Pesach. Pasach Hashem al Pesach. The Bein Shem didn't expect from us to make that first initiation. He gave us the Yom Tov of Pesach, right? He just gave the Yom Pesach because it's called the Yom Tov of Chesed, right? It's Chesed, it's connected. Avraham Avinu, we know, the Torah says every Yom Tov is parallel to the others. Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yankov is Sukkos. He says different Ramazim in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, the Torah brings from his brother. And Avram, which is the Mid of Chesed, is Pesach. Pesach is a Chesed. The Baruch Hashem went ahead and he gave us the Yom Tov. Now, we all know that Shabbos, we make a bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. But on Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanin. So Gemara already asks, why is it that way? So Gemara says, why is it called, why we don't say Mekadesh Yisrael Vashabbos, and we don't say Mekadesh Hazmanim. We say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and we say Mekadesh Hashabbos. And where Ataka asks you, the halach is you don't say in a bracha two ideas. Why do we say Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim? So Gemara says there's a difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is what's called Kviya V'Kaima. It's stationary, and it's there. It's Kaima. It's there. Meaning, just like in our minds, just make a train station, right? The train station, you go on the Long Island Railroad, it stops in Farakway, it stops in Lawrence, it stops in Cedars, it stops in Woodmere, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. That stops. That's what it is. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is there. Every 7 days, there's a reality called Shabbos. Shabbos comes to us. We have no choice. We don't bring it about. Masha Enkein Yom Tov. Yom Tov is something that we're Mekadosh. You can't have a Yom Tov unless Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chodesh. That's the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelachem, is the introduction to Karban Pesach, to Pesach. Because you can't have a Pesach, you can't have Kedusha Sazman without Bezdin Mekadosh. How we do Dzman Hazeh? So that's a whole big machloikus based on the Rambam and Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, a whole pulmus that happened in the turn of the 15th century after the Spanish Inquisition, where they want to be Mekadosh Smicha. But we know that it's our doing. Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Baruch Hashem is Mekadosh us. He gave us the Kedusha that we can go ahead and be Mekadosh the Zmanim. In fact, that's the word Zman, if you think about it. Ramesh Shapiro always used to say this over, I heard from him many times, that the word Zman is very unusual. I see Yechiel shaking his head. That the word Zman is an unusual word. It doesn't mean time. In fact, if you notice in the last parashas, hopefully the Shnei Mikra Vechatargum, so whenever you say Oil Moyed, it's Oil Zimna, Yomazmin. In other words, it's Moyadim are called Zmanim. Zman really means to prepare. Zman really means like Zmana, right? When you send somebody an invitation, what are you saying? You're saying is, listen, a few people have called me up with the chasanas, and you know, I'm not exactly sure where they get this psak that the you don't push off a chasen. There's no such thing. There's no halacha that way. You don't if you made a tanaim and you want, so you don't break a tanaim, but we don't make tanaim. Secondly, and then if there's a good reason, it's not enough of a reason to go ahead and say because you set up a date, you have to get married. If it's difficult. But that's not the situation now. But what does Zmana mean? I say to you, listen, on this and this date, Tammuz, this and this date, I'm mazmin you. I'm going ahead and inviting you. It really means mezumin. I'm prepared. Because that's what the Zmanim are. That's what the Mayadim are. Mayadim prepare us to a certain path. They take us to somewhere. That's what the word Mayad really means, as Ramban says. The word Mayad means Vad. Vad means a meeting place. We meet the Rabbeinu Shem. Ad, the smaller root was Ad. Till where are we going? That's what's meant in Yiddishkeit. Time in other languages means just something that flows along. You know, it's something called time. As unfortunately in America, we say, yeah, I'm killing some time. You know, killing some time. That's your thing. Time, Zman, means where am I heading towards? The Yomim Tovim take us somewhere. The Rabbeinu Shem gave us Kedusha that we could create Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. They didn't use the word Mayadim. Right? They didn't use Ragolim. They said, Zmanim, what are you doing in order to get to the Inyan of the Mayad? Where are we going with that? So Mayadim is something that we bring about. Masha'ink and Shabbos is something the Rabbeinu Shem gives us. It's a gift. Pesach has that aspect of Shabbos, the Bnei Yisrael says. He said, that's the pshat why it's called Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. But other Yomim Tovim, we create the Mikra Kodesh. We create the Yom Tov. Masha'ink came by Moed Pesach, the Kedusha came from. Avada, there was a din of Kiddush HaChodesh. Avada, we did it on a technical level. Moshe and Aaron and the Rabbeinu Shem, it says in Medrash. Miri brings in Rosh Hashanah, who made the first Kiddush HaChodesh? Where's the Bezdin of three? We need a Bezdin of three. Moshe, Aaron, and the Ebishter himself. But with this, it's very good. It, even though it's done by us, Yidden. Over here, there was an aspect of Rabbeinu Shem to be Mekadesh. Because the Pshat and the Mayad of Pesach, something that was given to us, wasn't only the Mais B'nei Adam. That's what's unusual about Pesach. Pesach is a gift to us. Pesach is Mikra Kodesh, it's Kedusha. We're not Yalachem. We're not the ones who initiated it. We didn't bring it about. Other Yom Tovim we brought about. Now, in Sfiras HaOmer, Rishonim already asked, it's a very unusual lashon. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu al sfiras ha'omer. What's omer? Omer is a carbon that's brought, as we know, the second day of Pesach, right? That's what it says, carbon omer. We don't count the omer. We count from the omer. Rishonim already asked this question. Should I say, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu al sfira me'ha'omer, from the omer? We're not counting the omer. What does it mean to count the Omer? So I want to share with you something from the Baal Ksav Kabbalah. The Baal Ksav Kabbalah says this a few places. Interesting, I was looking at it on Yom Tov, and he quotes a sefer, Mikrei Kodesh, that was printed like in 1580-something. I was not aware of the sefer. I never saw a sefer, so I looked in Deitzer Chochma Matzah Yom Tov, and I found it was printed in 1901, I'm shocked no one has reprinted the Sefer. The man was, there's a Kodesh Elyon, a Rebbe of the Knesset Gedolah, and he has such unbelievable, beautiful things on the Yomim Tov. I'm surprised to get a hold of someone who knows, in Eretz Yisrael, people that work on these farms. I'm surprised. And he brings over there beautiful, which that's some ideas I've seen, but he spells it out very beautifully. Safartem Lechem. This already says a Menis farm. Safartem is, it doesn't say be minor, it doesn't say, count in a sense where you just say, why sphera? What sphera? We mentioned this over the years, that sphera and the word safer, what is a safer? Safer, commonly known as a book, doesn't, if you have a book, right? If one would describe a book, why would you describe it? You might say it is covered, there's pages inside and it's printed. That's nonsense because if one page doesn't read to the other, it's not a sefer. A sefer has to be that there's a whole, there's a seder to it. If you put on each page something that's written, right? It's not a sefer. That's not called a sefer. It's just a collection of pages that are printed and saying other things. In fact, in Lashon HaKodesh, if you ever noticed, when we talk about a haircut, we say lesaper. That means to take a haircut. It's the same word. It means you're really taking your hair, you're taking your beard, you're trimming it, which many of us were not able to for Yom Tov, and you're putting everything into place. In Lashon HaKodesh, sapar means a border city. Right? Mishnah in Sanhedrin talks about ein oisen ir nidachas from a makom spar, from a place that's on the border, because you're afraid if you make into ir nidachas and you destroy the city, the Akum might come in and attack Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is. And that's what the word sefer really means. So over here, he says the word sefer, sefer dvarim, means to put everything in the right perspective. And that's why the words sapir, a sapphire technically, to make something illuminated, to make something clear. You're clarifying. What you're doing when you're counting is you're not just counting, you know, this amount of days, you're putting it together. But as he says, the mashal brings it from Chazal, that the pshat is you're being metar yourself. That's the what Chazal say, the safartam lachem. He brings it from a mechilta drashbi, which is his way of calling a zoya. He doesn't call a zoya. Safartam lachem, lachem daika. To use specifically, safartam lachem, we mentioned with Chazal o'imid on the extra word lachem, he says, lachem daika, lachem la'atzmechem. You're working on yourself. That's the difference. Rabbi Hashem gave us a Pesach, and through the Pesach, we are working towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We craft them what's called the Shtei Lechem Mincha Chadasha, something new, because it's something that you created. The Oim is called Rashis. Why is it called Rashis? We know Bikurim is called Rashis. We know Trum is called Rashis, because you're starting from there. Rabbi Hashem gave you a gift. He gave us Chayrus. He gave us a way of Mimitzrayim Galtanu, Mebeis Avodah B'Tisanu. And now what are we working on? We're working on making that connection to Rabbein Shem and giving everything that we have, the Reishis, to the Rabbein Shalom. So it says over there, Begain this, Dakal, the Kabla Reisa. The whole point is to go ahead and Mitar yourself and to be Makabal the Torah. The days is not just a fart and you just happen to count days. You know, it's a contest. So Zundel Kreuzer, I saw him once. I once davened in a Sikkim. I had to catch a plane, otherwise you wouldn't catch me in a Sikkim. And I davened in Zichron Moshe. I wanted to see him. I was able to zech right a little before he was nifta. So the story was that he was running to shul. He was going, and he fell. He tripped over something. He was already older. Must have been 90. And he tripped until he composed himself, got up again. So they said if he rushes, he'll be able to still daven kavasikin. He said, no, I'm not going to daven that way. I'm not going to daven quickly so I can catch up to vasikin. Or he would have to daven very quickly. Most of us would, you know, say, look, I have a record. I never missed kavasikin. I have to keep that record, right? It's okay. But him, no. The pshat is, that's the best way to daven. That's what the Banshan wants from us. That's a mila, right? I always tell people who want to keep the goyin's menhagim. It's beautiful. Just start with the first siman in Ma'aser Rav. Lokum b'chatzos, to get up in the middle of the night and learn the rest of the night, and then go to daven kivasikin. Then you can start worrying about the other minhagei agra. I mean, I myself do many minhagei agra, but that one with Taka, that's very hard. But in other words, we count. We think we're counting. Oh, great! We counted. We made, you know, they put out pillows now that you have the sphere on it. You have to be careful. It has Shema Shema, and I noticed. But Akoponim, the pshat is that the counting is for yourself, to work on yourself. That's why there's a minig to learn Mishlei during the Yemei Sfira. Part of it is in order to be Matar Aomidis. So the pshat is every day we're working on something, we're getting towards, we're being Sefer Lachem, you're counting for yourself. That's the pshat over here that... That means Machar, it says Sheva Shabbosis, they're all called Shabbosis. We're getting to something that the Rebbein Shem gave us, and we're working on ourselves to get to this Yom, to this day of Kabbalah's Torah, to get to a Mincha Chadasha, to be Mechadish ourselves, to be who we weren't before. And that's what he brings over here too. So he says, Tmimas Tiyena, Mechuvan, the purpose is Tmimas Shlemas HaNafshi, that a person should be, go ahead and make himself one who's faultless, one who's working on himself. Of course, it means to work. Every small step that you take is safartem lachem. And that's the pshat in these yamim. With Zaycha, Baruch Hashem, to count, with Zaycha, you know, we should all be gesund, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should see this, that the schus, that we're learning Torah together, that we're learning Torah, that we're able to connect to each other in such a beautiful way, that that's chus of Mloy Brisi Yama Valaila, Chukas Shemayim V'Arsa Samti, should bring a refuah to not only those that are sick, that need refuah, but all those that are brokenhearted, the amount of people that there are that have lost. Today I heard about a younger man, 12 children, maybe 50, I don't even know if he's 50 years old. He's 50 years old. 12 children has, a younger man, a choshev, a younger man. I don't know if any of you remember Rabbi Fendel, Rabbi Zachariah Fendel, from his late 50s. Rabbi Zachariah Fendel of Shalom, he wrote a lot of books, a lot of interesting books. Those who know from Queens, his son today was Nift, a very special family person that I didn't know his son, really, you know, can you imagine how it is 12 children, 12 families, if you have married Yisaimim and Almana, Rabbeinu Shem and the S'chus of the Torah should help to be Merapa, and we should get to Taka, to the day of that we're Makabel, the Torah B'Simcha, we should be able to look back and see the Rabbeinu Shem's Chesed and everything that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.